That was the founder of WikiLeaks, Sir Julian Assange, and he's comparing the release of these secret military documents to the publication of the 1971 Pentagon Papers, a top-secret study of US government decision-making during the Vietnam War, which was credited with turning the American public against the war. Daniel Ellsberg leaked the Pentagon Papers and is on the line now. Mr. Ellsberg, do you accept the comparison?
Oh, very much so. There's a fundamental, very strong comparison. There are differences as well as similarities. The Pentagon Papers were all top secret. They were analytical. They were highest level decision making documents and estimates of various kinds. These are all secret, lower level field operational things. Much more of these so far focused just on the military side, not on the decision making side. But in terms of scale of unauthorized disclosure of material of concern to Congress and to the public, there's been nothing like this since the Pentagon Papers. This is the first real analogy in terms of scale. And the scale does matter because it gives people the chance to see what I think is not present in the official reporting, whether in the field, as in this case, or in the highest levels, and that is the absence of any good reason for why we're there, what this war is being fought for, and any prospects of success. I certainly have seen a tiny fraction of what's put out so far, but it's so consistent with the leaked cables of General Eikenberry, our ambassador to Kabul, which came out last December, that it looks very plausible to me that we will find in all those 92,000 pages not one reasonable basis for expecting that we will be any more successful with more resources in the future than we were in the last 9 years, or any more successful than the Soviets were their 10 years.
But would you expect it to turn these documents, that is, the release of these documents, would you expect it to turn the tide of opinion against the war in Afghanistan?
That's very hard to predict because the public so far hasn't paid that much attention, and the administration has, both Bush and Obama, have really distracted public attention from what's actually happening in Afghanistan, what the prospects are. And, of course, we don't have 500,000 troops there, or we don't have a draft. We don't have 58,000 deaths so far or anything like it. Only 1,000 lives have been wasted uselessly, I would say, along with many, many thousands of Afghans so far. So the American public may or may not rise to the challenge here of waking up to what we're doing and putting pressure on Congress to do what they should have been doing. And that is, and I hope that will be a result of this, but I can't predict it, the result being that Congress at last hold the hearings they should have held year by year, really questioning the assumptions and the practices there in Afghanistan and the reason for sending more money, instead of simply rubber stamping as they've been doing up till now and as they probably will do on Wednesday. They should really postpone those appropriation hearings now till they've had a chance to absorb this information and hold hearings. But I doubt if they will. It remains to be seen whether these will have the effect that the source and WikiLeaks have hoped.
Could I just ask you, Mr. Ellsberg, to reflect very briefly on the way in which clearly the technology has changed? Way back in 1971, you just had a sheaf of papers and you had to hand it over to somebody, but now this is disseminated so fast.
Well, it's revolutionary, of course, technically. I couldn't have done what I did do, which was put out 7,000 pages to the Senate and 4,000 of those to the press. I gave several thousand pages on negotiations only to the Senate. But I couldn't have done that or made copies, which turned out to be essential, without Xerox machine. And that took me months to do with slowly recording each page. So, now, of course, you can technically combine both the release to the press, as in this case with The Guardian and The Times, and let the public see in voluminous detail the backup documents.
Mr. Ellsberg, many thanks. I'm afraid I'm going to